Kingston's new mayor, Steve Noble, a Democrat, came into office in January with ideas of change and improving communication.
Well, you know, for us here, every time that there's a new government come in, we have the opportunity to, look at all of the things that are kind of carryover issues from previous administrations. And so we've got a lot of those here in the city of Kingston that we've been dealing with, everything from infrastructure projects that have rolled over to litigation that we've been involved in, and more recently, some relatively important sales tax negotiations that we've been working on here with our county. And so those are some of the big issues that I think we've really been looking at.
In a statement with Ulster County Executive Mike Hine, Noble announced in mid-March that they have jointly designed a framework for sales tax revenue sharing that can both improve services for the citizens of Kingston and throughout Ulster County through multiple shared service initiatives and resolve any outstanding issues regarding sales tax distribution. Details of the proposal are expected any day. Noble speaks to Kingston's reliance on its portion.
So for the city of Kingston, we are the county seat. We have 24,000 people that live here, but we have many, many more people that come here from the county, utilize our services, come to our hospitals. And so we play a very important role in the county. And I think over the years, the county has recognized that, and hence we receive more of a share of the sales tax here in this county than other towns and smaller villages. So for us, that sales tax revenue is our second largest source of revenue to be able to deliver those services and to be able to have the quality service that most people come to expect now in a larger city like Kingston. And so any reduction in those sales tax figures really can play a devastating role in, you know, our services, whether it's police or fire protection, the ability of our Department of Public Works to maintain the streets and the roadways, as well as, you know, just our ability to have parks and recreation opportunities. And because we're known for that historic city with a beautiful waterfront, and it takes a lot for us to maintain all of the structures that we have.
A litigation issue that was left over from the previous administration concerned an assistant fire chief who was suspended under former Mayor Shane Gallo. Noble announced at the beginning of March the settlement of a nearly four-year-long legal dispute between the city and former assistant fire chief Chris Ray. The Common Council's Finance Committee approved the request for bonding in the amount of $300,000, and Ray is back on the job. Noble welcomes back Ray and says the position is necessary.
Our point of view is that, you know, having a correct and good complete chain of command, and whether it's the police department or the fire department, is very important. And so having an assistant fire chief when, you know, you have someone like the fire chief who is not available or out of town, or in just with the police department or any of the other departments where we have deputies, it's important to have that chain of command. And there were other duties that were, you know, unable to be, you know, done over the last couple of years because we haven't had that position in place, and the fire department was left somewhat shorthanded. And so thankfully, you know, as they have in the past, there has always been an open position that has been left vacant over the last couple of years and just not filled, and even though it was budgeted. So that money was kind of always there, but not spent. And that's the same for this year, where we were able to use funding that was in a vacant line in the budget to help pay to bring him back.
And what is that salary?
It's about $73,000, $74,000.
Elsewhere, Noble has been busy reorganizing departments and making new hires.
We've made a couple of changes in the first few weeks that have, I think, really will change the way we do business here in the city. One of our biggest is to combine our Office of Economic Development and our Office of Community Development into one office, which is our new Office of Economic and Community Development. We wanted a one-stop shop for those looking to grow their business here in Kingston, to be able to receive the variety of different resources that they could use. And so now in this office, we'll have not only our community development experts, we'll also have those that are working with our Kingston Local Development Corporation, we'll have our housing rehab specialist, we'll have our grant writer, all in one office to be able to help people be successful when they come to Kingston and want to grow here. So that's been one of our biggest changes in terms of our departments, and we've saved money by merging those two departments as well.
Earlier in March, Mayor Noble announced the hiring of staff to fill two key positions within his administration. One is Kristen Wilson, the city's new grants manager. Another is Megan Weiss-Rowe as the city's new director of communications and community engagement. The latter hire fits into Noble's goals of improving communications between City Hall and Kingston residents, as well as among city departments. In fact, e-newsletters have been sent to residents. Prior to being elected mayor, Noble was environmental educator for the city. So what environmental issues are important to him as the city's leader?
Just recently, the city of Kingston signed on to Energize New York, which is basically a business lending program where businesses could put solar on their business or do energy efficiency rebates and be able to pay it back through the building's taxes so that the owner doesn't have to take the burden all themselves. It can be shared across other owners of the building as it moves through its life. And so that's just one example of some of the ways that we're kind of starting off very quickly. But there are many other initiatives. Our goal is to reduce our energy use by 20% by 2020. And we hope to do that. We believe we're on track to do that with some of our initiatives, both doing energy efficiency upgrades at some of our buildings, lighting upgrades at some of our buildings, and hopefully we expect to have some renewable energy on some of our buildings over the next couple of years. So those are kind of our key points, because we believe that the work that we're doing on the energy front is going to save us money and saves taxpayer funds, and it allows us to also be relatively cutting edge and creative and hopefully be able to create some green jobs out of the projects.
Noble shares his view of where the city stands.
You know, I think over the last decade, the city has really started to own its identity, and it's really started to fall in love with itself all over again. And I think that that has been something that has inspired others to come here, and that desire to make Kingston better and the vibe that we have here. And just in the past few weeks, you know, we've had multiple buildings go up for sale and be sold, and there's real interest in making Kingston, a great city. And I believe we are on our way there, and it's exciting for me. It's exciting for, I think, people that work for the city to know that they're helping to play a part in its kind of rejuvenation and its rebirth as, you know, one of the best cities. And really, I hope to be the city that others look toward in the future for models of sustainability and economic development and the way that we come together as a city, because we are unique that we're small, we're relatively urban and close-knit, but we also we're at the gateway to so many wonderful things via the river and the mountains.